How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Susie. I've left the self-view on and I'm going to turn it off because I don't, on a Zoom, I don't like it. I turn it off and then I feel like I'm focused on you.
I'm just looking at you.
Yeah, that's better, isn't it? That's self-view. I just think, why didn't we just spend the last year just all putting a mirror right up on our desk? And then we can all just stare at ourselves.
I ended up doing, just looking at me. But don't you end up just looking at yourself?
Yeah, and all those things, Zoom meetings and that. I just go, oh gosh, what am I doing there? And I'm worried if I turn it off that I'll end up being like, I don't know, like in my mind doing something terrible. But what is that I'm doing that I don't realise is terrible? Like, do you know what I mean?
Oh, right. Like you think that if you can't see yourself, you might start like flicking the V's.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just not realise.
Because that's something that you do so often.
Yeah, just like, and then, but it's like I sort of assume I kind of have this, like, fugue state that I go into, which someone would have told me if I did by now.
Where you're like picking your nose or something.
Exactly that. Yeah, like picking my nose. Yeah.
Do you know, I've never seen you pick your nose in the last 11 years.
Have you not?
So I don't think it's something that you do. Is it what you've been doing now that you're in your new house?
That's the main thing I do. I walk around picking my nose all day.
So Tom's in his house. Now, listeners that have been with us for some time will know
I don't think anybody's coming to this new. Like, if you're not in this for the long haul, no one's like, there's a snappy new podcast. It comes out. We don't know exactly. It comes out when the moon is calling us. And when the sun is rising in Venus and the moon.
And it's the third Tuesday of every second month.
It's like Easter.
But only if that Tuesday falls on the third.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, how do they decide Easter? It's such a random holiday.
Yeah. The other thing with Easter is that it feels like they should, like, if we know that Jesus was born on the 25th of December, why did no one write down when he came back to life?
And it wasn't like it wasn't a big deal.
I feel like that's more important.
That's the main one I would have written down, to be honest.
I'd say that is the big Jesus story.
That's the big Jesus story, not the like, you know, like was born in a pret-a-manger.
But we do get presents then.
We do get presents. People love presents. People love them. But I like, Easter isn't my favourite now I'm an adult.
Is it?
Yeah, because you have the daffodils and the hyacinths.
Not as a religious festival.
I like it as a time of year. I like that bank holiday.
Do you think it's your favourite? It can't be your favourite bank holiday. Surely you prefer Christmas.
Well, I do like Christmas, but there's a lot of stress, isn't there? I do like the fact that everything shuts down for Christmas. I like that when we have that time. And people always talk about that, like, oh, the bit between Christmas and New Year, blah, 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 blah. But I think that's my favourite. That's when I like really get into the, I like go down into the zone of like true relaxation.
Yeah, that's when you can do something like watch a whole series of something.
Yeah.
And not feel guilty. Do absolutely fuck all.
And then it sort of got extended because of the lockdown.
Until now.
Until now. Basically until, but that's the thing, until now.
I've watched so much telly, Tom.
That's good. What, did you watch lots of box sets?
Yeah, and then obviously called the midwife 3 or 4 times.
Wow. She's been whirling around, hasn't she? Wow, that's good. You went all the way back to the beginning.
I did watch one of the episodes from quite early on the other day.
With Pam Ferris, when Pam Ferris was still alive.
Yeah, and do you want to know why I did it? It's because Pam Ferris is still alive.
I know Pam Ferris is alive, but her character of Sister Old Bitch or whatever she played.
Did she die?
Yeah, she was a Christmas death. Because everyone thought Sister Agatha Mary or whatever she's called, the slightly eccentric
one. You mean Sister Monica Jane? I mean, we can't have another episode where I'm talking about Call the Midwife. People will think I'm fucking mental.
What's Monica and Friends' surname? Monica Joan. Have some respect for the sister.
What is Monica's surname in Friends?
Sister Monica Geller.
Sister Monica Geller. That's what she should be called. Sister Ross Geller. Sister Monica Geller. Sister Phoebe Buffay.
Phoebe Buffay.
I would like to see a mashup of For the Midwife and Friends. Maybe that could be the resurgence of Friends.
Oh, listen, I'll make some calls. I'll see what I can do.
Call the Friends. Yeah, so Sister Monica...
Joan.
Yeah. What?
No, I wasn't saying anything. No, she hasn't died.
No, she's the one who's surprisingly still stays alive, even though she was on the stepladder with the polished wooden floor and those shiny shoes.
Yeah,
she went for a Burton, didn't she? But she's still okay. They wheeled her home for the hospital.
Tom, we can't talk about Call the Midwife again.
I know.
Because I appreciate we're becoming a niche podcast. I mean, this is podcast.
That's what people are. Pod aghast. It barely comes out. It has no structure, no format. And they largely talk about Call the Midwife, which one of them doesn't even watch.
Honestly, I just don't know how we're not number one in the iTunes
charts. I don't understand. Every week I check.
And it's like, oh, lockdown parenting hell again. We get it, Josh and Rob. Yeah, well done.
Josh and Rob, fine. Maybe people would like a sporadic rundown of previous series of Call the Midwife and queer culture.
The reason that I said, if you're new to the podcast, you won't know. What I was going to say was around 4 years ago, we started the conversation about the fact that you were thinking about moving out of your parents.
Exactly. And it was weird.
And it happened just last week.
Just last week, I moved in. It's actually quite nice being in your own home, although I still have my parcels delivered to my mum and dad, so they have to come around almost constantly. Dad came around to mow the lawn just today. They don't understand.
Listener, do recognise that Tom has a lawn?
I mean, a bit of grass. Dad was annoyed.
It's a lawn. He's got a cricket ground.
It's basically a rugby pitch. I've kitted it out.
Oh, I know why you've got that now.
Come on, fellas. What? You can just practice here. I'll bring out the oranges. It's not actually that big a garden, actually. But the previous owners did leave me a hammock. So Dad had to move that. Anyway, why am I talking about that? So it's actually been very nice, but the stress is buying stuff when you can't go to shops, like bedding and that. And I got some pillows and I wasn't happy with them. I thought a firm pillow and a soft pillow on top, but the firm pillow was so firm and the soft pillow was so soft.
Oh my God, you sound like Goldilocks.
I know. I'm waiting for those bears to come in from the rugby pitch. Find the one that's just right.
But Tom, and you've got an absolute arsehole that you can't get your bloody radiators working.
Do not understand how the bloody heating works. So it was just freezing cold.
He's got this lovely new house and it's freezing cold.
Freezing cold. Except when I don't want to be. Except when Dad comes around to get the post.
And then he says it's too hot.
And he said it was lovely and warm earlier. I'm like, oh, great. When you were doing the lawn in the garden. Out the back. So that's nice. I don't understand. I try and put it on the timer, but I don't understand how that works. So I just come in and I just turn it on to a temperature that it never seems to get to. And then I turn it off when I go out. And then I go to sleep and I wake up and I go, oh, God, I haven't turned the heating off. That'll be very expensive. Bad for the environment. Sorry, Greta Thunberg. So we run downstairs and turn it off. And I've got an app on my phone, but whenever I try and get involved in that, it's like, why doesn't it work like the other apps that have got scheduling on them? I don't understand.
Tom, it sounds very stressful.
It's very stressful, Suze, and I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to have to smash it all out, go back to fires.
Maybe you should do that. That's a lovely idea. Maybe a bonfire in the garden.
Oh, I'd love a bonfire.
Be a nice way to welcome yourself to the neighbourhood.
Yeah. Smoke
out.
I'm
just thinking it'll burn up.
I'm in a sorry. Skip. I hope you don't mind. I'm just setting fire to some old clothes. Just to keep warm. Yeah, I have got a barbecue actually, a portable barbecue that Mum and Dad bought me for my birthday. So that could do. Could bring that into the lounge.
Do a couple of sausages at the same time.
Why not, eh? Why not? Or a bit of toast. Oh, that would be lovely. On a fire.
Toast on a barbecue.
You can do it, Suze. In the old days,
Tom,
people used to do.
I think you've spent too much time on Bake Off the Professionals.
Oh.
You're very Heston Blumenthaling. Just use a fucking toaster. Come on, babe.
I did. Oh, and then I used my new toaster I got. Set off the smoke alarms. Didn't know how to turn them off. Oh.
Did you? Is because there was still a bit of plastic in that? Because we did that when we got a new toaster.
I was worried about doing that. That's what they put a bit of plastic. That's silly. Why did they do that?
I don't know, Tom. You can't trust people.
That's right. You can't. no, it was. I think it was that I burnt the toast. That was why.
Because
I went to the local shop and they didn't have any like normal bread. They just had like Dr. Carg's slab of health food rye bread.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
With hemp in it. Isn't that...
Hemp?
Like, yeah, isn't that like...
Is that weed?
Isn't that like weed? No, it's not.
Oh, we're not... You can tell that we're not cool.
We're not cool at all.
Hemp, isn't that what people say lesbians wear?
Oh, yeah.
Well, why is there clothes in your toast?
Well, I...
Why is there Brighton lesbian clothes in your toast?
Because there was a Brighton lesbian round and she got a caftan caught in the toaster.
Oh, absolute nightmare. And absolutely livid you're hanging out with other lesbians.
Yeah.
I will not have that.
She just comes around to fit the toaster. She's just... And then, you know, one thing led to another and she dangled her tassels in and caught fire. So, yeah. No, I tried to do it, but it didn't. Anyway, I'm getting better at it now, but...
What, the toast?
Yeah. Can't even cook toast.
I thought you were talking about the heating.
Oh, no, the heating. Forget it. Thank God we're going into spring. Otherwise, I'd be dead. I'd be like one of those characters in Call the Midwife. Those old people.
They don't all die of cold. A lot of them die in childbirth, Tom. You're not going to do that, are you? I appreciate you're very talented, but there's some things that I will say you can't do.
I will not have it that people assume I won't die in childbirth.
Fine.
I thought they normally like just die and then like...
We're not talking more about Call the Midwife.
No, okay.
We're just not doing it. Like, either you watch the show and we'll do a sister podcast to this.
Literally, that would be such a great name for it as well, the sister podcast.
Where we just talk about Call the Midwife.
Sister Matrix, yeah.
But we're not having another episode where I try to explain to you why it's so brilliant and you behave actually like quite this. Badly.
Badly, actually badly behaved. Yeah, you're right. Okay, fine.
But Tom, your house looks so nice. Does it feel quite... It feels quite sad that we can't have a party. And by we, I really mean I want to have just a party.
You want to have a party?
Don't worry, I'll invite you.
What are all these people doing here?
Why don't I know any of them? What? And why are they all dressed as midwives?
Mom, Dad, how long have you known about this? Oh, you've gone off screen. I thought you just left.
Oh, I'm here. No, I haven't left.
It is a lovely house. It is sort of strange that you can't have people round for a housewarming of some sort, or just sort of, I don't know, just kind of, it's a bit strange, but it's still, you know, it's still lovely. And I'm just getting used to, like, it sounds pathetic, waking up on my own.
It doesn't sound pathetic. I think that's something, I think if you've not done that for a long time, that is quite...
Well, not that I would like, by the way, listeners, I do not sleep in the same room as my parents when I'm at my parents'
home. Come on, Tom, we know that you sleep top and tail with your mum and dad.
No, we're very poor. We're like Charlie Bucket. But just like not, like there's no one around downstairs when I go downstairs. That's sort of a strange feeling. But at the same time.
Are you walking around nude, Tom?
No, because I don't want to offend the neighbours. And
you haven't got any curtains yet.
And I haven't got any curtains. So if anything, I'm more clothed than I've ever been. Also...
Sleeping in a three-piece suit.
I'm sleeping in everything. Well, I'm so cold anyway.
Well, you sound really cold.
And the other thing is I'm terrified of, and I think I'm going to do this. This is going to be the theme of my new stand-up show. I'm worried about that mould you get in showers. I can't bear it and I won't have it in my house. So how am I going to prevent it? I've got a squeegee in the shower. You know, when there's like window.
That's what you need, Tom.
Will that mean that I don't get it? Because I don't want to have it.
I think you'll be fine. Don't worry.
Because somebody recommended a Mr. Muscle spray. A mist. But I don't know if that's necessary or not.
Sorry, I thought you were saying a miss, as in there was a sister brand.
Miss Muscle.
To Mr. Muscle. Which is like Ms. Muscle.
Ms. Muscle. Like, Mrs.
Like
Muscle.
She's a divorcee.
It's all
Ms. Muscle.
Ms. Muscle.
Quite likes the jobs you hate.
Hates the job. Also hates the jobs you hate. But
is willing to do
but
it.
But is willing to do it. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, they should do that, by the way. But But Mr. Muscle, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's the way forward. Listeners, please help. I'm also, because the taps are chrome, as so many taps are these days, they take a lot of buffing to keep them sweet, you know, to keep them... Do you find that?
So you've got to buff your taps to keep them sweet.
So I've got a cloth under.
Oh, great. We found the title of the show today.
Buff.
You've got to buff the tap. You've got to buff your taps to keep them clean. Joel. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Joel. Thank you for doing that. Adding that to the little thing. But yeah, you've got to... I keep a cloth under the sink now in the drawers so I can constantly buff.
Well, you said buff them to keep them... You didn't say clean. You said something funnier than that.
I said sweet.
You've got to buff... Sorry, Joel, that's what the title is. You've got to buff your taps to keep them sweet.
Indeed. But...
I've always said that.
And now...
I think my gran used to say that.
That's the old saying. Everybody says it. But I just think that... that otherwise, it can just get... You get like a watermark on them and then they don't look as good and then you get watermarks everywhere. I hate that.
So yeah, that is horrid.
I'm just constantly cleaning. And then the same in the kitchen. And I didn't put coasters down because my mum bought me coasters. I didn't want you to buy me coasters.
Like that nice, sweet, caring son that you are.
Indeed, that everybody loves. And then, and then of course, I put a glass down yesterday and they left a mark on the table. And there was only water.
Oh, yeah, but it's just the wet, isn't it?
Will they ever dry? I don't know if they will.
And you haven't even got a hairdryer.
No, I haven't. All I've got is
a
toaster I could turn upside down, but we know what happened with that last time. I think that's a bad idea.
Do you think it's time you move back home with your mum and dad?
So I've made up my mind. I'm going back to mum and dad's where the heating is always on, so that's fine. And finally I can just get on with my life, you know? It's just difficult, isn't it? It's just difficult. Life is difficult.
It is, actually.
Like running out of clothes.
It's quite confusing.
Yeah.
What about doing your washing, Tom? How are you coping with that?
Well, there's a tumble dryer here. Now, Mum is a big fan of a line dry, but I haven't got time to get... Can you imagine, like, running out when I've got, like, 3 seconds to get out the door to be like, OK, quickly, let's pick out the pants.
But I'll tell you what you could do. You could get up slightly earlier. So no. You've got 3 minutes running out. No,
unthinkable. Unthinkable, Susie.
OK.
I have to... You know me, I have to sleep for at least 9 to 11 hours. Yeah,
my mum is absolutely obsessed with a line.
Oh, your mum likes a line dry.
Oh, like an outdoor, like literally. Now that Alice and I are thinking about buying a house, I'm not joking with you. The amount of times my mum has said to me, "Oh, it'd be so nice when you've got somewhere to dry your washing,"
and also, oh, honestly, sheets.
You won't know yourself. She loves saying, "You won't know yourself when you've got somewhere to dry your washing."
I can imagine your mum saying it, and also my mum has said it, and it's so true. I mean, obsessed.
Tom, I won't know myself.
You won't even know yourself. You're going to be a different person.
Because you know there's a rule in my block. It's in the contract when you buy a flat hair that you're not allowed to have washing on the balcony.
Oh, that's classy.
Well.
Do you do it sometimes?
The old shit loads of people have got on their balconies around here. It's not that classy.
Oh, I get a bit stressed when people use their balconies as storage space.
Absolutely not. One girl was doing a bit of yoga during lockdown, and not very much. And I thought, come on, love.
Oh, come on.
We all live here.
We've seen enough of that. Thank you.
Do you know what I mean? Like, put on a pair of trousers. You know, do a pair of hot pants. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
there's families in this block.
There's families here. They don't want to see that.
Can you keep it PG friendly?
Keep it family friendly. Thank you. Filth. Did you say all of that? Shout it out.
Oh, no, that's what I was shouting from my balcony. Filth. Filth.
Filth. Put something on. Should be ashamed. Oh, that's good.
Shame, shame. Started ringing a bell. Shame.
Really put her off her yoga. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Downward dog.
Very hard to do sun sanitations after that.
I bet. I bet it really put her off her sun sanitations. That did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's not right, is it? I mean, even I make sure I'm dressed to walk around my own house.
Well, there you go. That's the thing. You do have to be careful.
Some people, though... Some people, I think, like it, don't they? They like to feel that people are watching them, you know.
Yeah, Alice always tells me off for walking around in my pants.
Because people can see. But you can't, you're not actually very overlooked in your flat.
No, I mean outside. In the communal garden.
Bus. Susie, this is
no, but Alice would be like, can you put some trousers on?
Oh, really?
Like, oh, I don't think. So maybe I'm just as bad as old.
But we all turn into yoga. A hot pants McGee. Well, I think this is when we all turn into our parents, isn't it? Basically at this point.
Oh, Tom, I'm turning into my mum at such a rate. Honestly, it's a real concern.
But the thing is, like...
The other day we had a 10-minute conversation about a mop. And I enjoyed it.
Well, I told you I've just had to buy that mop from Argos, the Vaida Turbo, not a sponsor of this podcast.
We're very willing to take their sponsorship.
Well, yeah, if you want to get in touch, please let me know. Argos, I'll tell you, we're very efficient in the delivery. But did an ironing board on the same day, wrapped in cellophane. But yes, apparently it's the one to get, the turbo mop with the pedal.
So that you can squeeze it out?
So you can squeeze it out. Because otherwise, you end up with a sopping mop.
Which is also the name of my new book.
And it goes, and so you never get the floor clean.
Well, yeah, Tom. I mean, you know me. It won't be long before I start saying I won't know myself when I've got somewhere to dry my washing.
My mum thinks that it sort of gives a freshness to things like sheets that, like, tumble-dried sheets don't have. Which I suppose is probably true.
Well, it might, but if you're having that bonfire in your garden, they won't smell good.
Yeah, forget it. You can't burn bonfires on a Sunday afternoon, can you?
You can't just have a small skip in your garden with a little fire.
Is it too much to ask to maybe have some sort of leaf burning brazier in my back garden on a Sunday afternoon? Oh, and when do the bins come? That's the other thing you have to contend with. What's bin day?
You don't know.
Well, I do know now.
And do you have about 7 bins where it's like plastic goes here, cardboard goes here?
Yes.
Things go here.
It's plastic.
Do you have one for waste of food? Food waste.
So I had to order that today from the council. But do I have to pay for it? Because they didn't say.
I don't think so. They
must allow you one when you move in. I hope they do anyway.
What do they do with that, Tom? That's what I want to know.
The food waste.
Yeah.
I heard that they burn it, actually, and it turns... In the back garden. No, and they burn
it. In your back garden?
In my back garden, why not? And they turn it into energy. That's what I thought they did. But maybe they probably just throw it off the White Cliffs of Dover.
Just straight into the sea.
Straight into the sea. Well, those bags are biodegradable, aren't they? That's the point of them.
Right.
Oh, that one is an absolute ritual with my mum. The whole... She doesn't like that compost thing. They do it. They're very up on the recycling, but it has to be double bagged.
Because it smells.
Well, because it can split as well. And that's worse.
Yeah.
And then
I can imagine.
And then she puts shaken back in there to put the freshness back. Do you do composting in your block?
No.
Oh, so you just sling it out with the normal?
Well, we do things with, like, I sometimes put a bit of, like, the coffee pots. I put a bit of that on the old soil.
Oh, that's good. That's good,
isn't it? I try and do a few things like that, but we try to have very little food waste, Tom.
That's the best way to do it.
We're trying really hard to do that. Now that I've not got a box that's delivered to me every week and I've got to have... Like, you know, there was a point in lockdown where we were both doing the boxes, wasn't it, Tom? And one day I had 4 courgettes and I thought, who do I think I am?
Yeah, that's the thing. Mum and Dad
come to that. We are 2 average-sized women. We are not going to get through to 2 courgettes each this week.
Mum and Dad hate it because they were still buying their normal vegetables.
Well, that's...
That's the thing. And they were like, "What? Now we've got, like, 27 carrots... And 2 aubergines and like loads
and
of.
And 1 radish.
And one radish and like 2 beetroot raw and a pineapple. Like, when are we going to eat all of this stuff? No one needs this.
Well, we went through a phase of receiving a lot of beetroot and I roasted it a few times, Tom. I did everything I could. I roasted it.
Was it nice?
I mean, in fairness, it was very nice. Yes, it was. But there's only so many times you can roast a beetroot.
Yeah, they are hard, aren't they?
I've had enough of this.
Yeah, they are supposed to be good for you, but then. Once you put it with all that goat's cheese and walnuts, whatever.
Well, that's the thing.
You know.
I had a salad for tea tonight, but honestly, the amount of blue cheese I put on it, I thought you'd just about have a pizza.
That's the thing. I've been trying to get back on my juicing because I felt like I've fallen down a bread hole again. And what is that like? Do you remember that Friends Fear She's Drinking Custard Again? Like that magazine cover. Do you remember that one? It was like something like one of those like Take a Break magazines were like Friends Fear She's Drinking
Friends
Custard
Fear
Again.
She's... That's
such a fun, but I feel like that friend's fear he's eating bread again.
We have been talking about it. We've got a separate WhatsApp group.
Oh my god, bread.
Tom's fallen down a bread hole.
Yeah,
but apparently his smoke alarm went off because of some toast. Of course it did.
Of course it did. He can't get enough of it. Yeah,
he can't get enough of the stuff.
Yeah, he was probably distracted by eating toast at the same time. Greedy boy. right. I tried to juice, but then I just got really tired.
Of course you did. Of course you got tired. It's, you need more food than juice.
Yeah, and I think I need to go back to like dad's diet of like, it's basically
a bacon sandwich every morning.
Like I'm a builder. Like I'm going out to do some sort of manual labor when really all I'm doing is like, oh, hello. What have you been making today?
No, it actually burns a lot of calories being as charming as you.
Let me tell you, it does. It just the eyebrows alone. Well, how did we get onto this? I can't even remember what we were just talking about.
That everyone fears that you're drinking custard again.
Yeah, and I just don't want to let all my good work over the last 12 months go to waste. Literally.
Well, I think I think that like everything in moderation.
That's good advice. That is absolutely the best advice.
Because I think that you don't want to be like, you know, doing something that's quite stressful, being at work and, you know, looking at people and them sort of like turning into sausages before your eyes in sort of like a cartoon. Mm,
that's how I felt, really, yeah.
Where you're sort of salivating.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We had sausages for tea, actually.
Did you go to your mum and dad's for tea, Tom?
Yeah, I'm in their support bubble, everybody. And I...
You're not really taking this moving out that seriously, are you?
For tea. I guess I'm not really, am I? And dad had done his famous sausage casserole.
Oh, do you know what? I've had your dad's sausage casserole. Casserole. I said that with a Sean Connery accent. I've had your dad's sausage casserole. Again, I've had your dad's sausage casserole. It's really nice.
Well, thank you for saying that. Mum's.
Did you have it with mash?
Mum's taken to making bread. So I was like, no, I won't have any mash with it, but I'll just have some bread. And Mum had made a loaf of bread using a bread mix she gets from Tesco. Oh, it's lovely. Again, not sponsored.
You're not going to be able to give up bread if your mum started making it.
It's, I mean, could it be any crueler? It was a wholemeal one as well this time.
Also, you work on Bake Off the Profs.
I know. What chance do I stand?
You've got no chance.
I've got to have wheat, you know?
You absolutely do. You're intolerant to everything else.
I know, I do. I'm intolerable to everybody else. I do love it, actually. I love toast. I just love bread. What do you have for breakfast, Susie?
Do you think this is a good podcast?
Now is not the time for existential crises.
What do I have for breakfast? This morning I had fruit loaf, which is quite common for me, which is not that healthy.
Thorine?
No, like actual bread with fruit in.
Oh, toasted?
Yeah.
What, jam on
butter.
It?
Butter.
Just butter?
No, just butter.
Two slices?
I had three this morning.
Good, it's cold out there.
It's cold out there, and also the loaf is so small, Tom. Honestly, it's really toast for a borrower. So I've got to have three.
Oh yeah, please. Oh, absolutely.
It's sort of a four bite jobby, and that's not a slice of toast for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I sometimes have Weetabix.
Oh, that's nice.
But I find out that I'm sadder on those days, so I've just got to let myself.
Sad. Yeah, have what you need.
Have the fruit loaf.
I would like something like a fruit loaf in the morning, I think. Yeah, I think I'm going to have toast tomorrow. I'm not going to put up with this anymore.
Don't. Good for you.
Like, I did a bit of juicing last year, and it was all very healthy, but it was easier, I think, when there was nothing else.
Were you happier?
No, I was really unhappy, wasn't I? So.
Yeah, you were going through quite an anxious phase then, and I think it was probably because you weren't eating enough.
Probably, yeah. And I'm, you know, I just think... Actually, I'm going to enjoy what I'm eating and just be balanced about it.
Tom, this is the most sense you've spoken.
The restaurant around the corner.
In about the last 4 years.
Well, thank you. There's a restaurant around the corner that delivers and they do pasta and it's so nice. It gets here in like 10 minutes.
Are you about to order some?
Yeah.
For dessert, of your sausage.
For me, the sausages were just a warm up and get ready for a big bowl of pasta. I love it.
I'm into it.
I love it. I love pasta so much.
Right, Tom, before we go.
Yes?
Your book's out. It's done very well, hasn't it? People are loving it. So let's remind people to read it if they haven't. If you're listening to this but you haven't read Tom's book, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Oh, well, thank you for saying that. It's coming out in paperback very soon.
Marvellous.
So, yes, hopefully people will, if they, you know, will be able to buy that if they like it. And I'm excited about that coming out. And just sort of I'm very proud of it. It's been lovely that people have said, like, it seems to express things that they'd never heard expressed before about, like, feeling like an outsider as a teenager and stuff. So if you like that sort
of
thing.
That's great. Of course people will.
And Susie, your fabulous podcast, Out, is doing very well.
Listen, it's doing quite well. We're in the third series now. The ones we've had out so far from the third series are YouTubers Rose and Rosie, who are brilliant. Mara Wilson, if you don't know who that is, she was Matilda in Matilda, the film. Johannes Haradabe, who is one of the dancers in Strictly, who I fell in love with. Bethany Black, stand-up comedian. Cameron Esposito, stand-up comedian. The brilliant broadcaster Scott Mills. And Leanne Sanderson, who is a footballer, who I think you've done Soccer AM with.
I did Soccer AM with Leanne Sanderson. And
yeah, she's lovely.
She's from up the road.
I know, she... basically, literally, it was around the corner from me, we found out.
Oh, she's...
We're going to go for a kickabout at some point, Tom. How exciting is that?
Oh, that sounds fun.
She played for England. Maybe that could be something I'll end up doing.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, that seems likely, doesn't it?
Yeah. Likely. I mean, yeah, I'll come and cheer from the sides.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
But listen, be sure to like and subscribe so that you can stay up to date with all of our podcasts. Remember, they come out the third Tuesday of every second month, as long as it's a full moon.
As long as it's a full moon and it's 2 weeks after Easter.
You've got to remember that.
You do remember that.
Because that's the thing with podcasting. To get an audience,
you have to
put them out same time, and they always need to be the same length.
It's that's the thing. Be consistent in how much you put out and when you put it out. So remember, fourth Tuesday after Whitsun...
if the tide's out.
But do keep an eye on the tide. That's what we say, and people remember, and then that's great.
And it's the perfect podcast.
I think it's the perfect podcast. And you know, it's been great to see that we've really ridden the cusp of that wave.
Because we were early adopters. We could have made so much money
made pounds out of this.
And we could have made tens of pounds out of this.
Listen,
if we put our mind to it.
We could be dining, eating high on the hog with pasta. But from that place around the corner. But we chose not to.
We wanted to make it actually a bit of a pain in the ass to find.
A bit annoying for our listeners and if anything for them, a lot of our listeners, probably a waste of time. But we hope... But we love you guys, and we hope in teaching you how to waste time, we've made you feel less alone in actually, you know, sometimes this is the listening you need. You don't need to, like, I don't know, learn stuff.
Do you think anyone's still listening now?
I think they've all tuned off. Tuned off. Doesn't even never.
What does that even mean?
Never even.
We don't even understand. We don't even understand the platform.
We don't understand what this is.
But listen, we've had a lovely time. We hope you have too, and we'll chat to you after the second Tuesday of the second Tuesday after Whitsun.
Exactly. Exactly. And
or Maundy Thursday. We always put one out on Maundy Thursday.
Maundy Thursday, you know, is a special one for us. And the second Sunday of Advent. trying to think of another obscure ecclesiastical
yeah,
reference.
So am I. I'm desperately wrecking.
I know, like ones from school, yeah. Michaelmas.
The second bank holiday in May.
The second bank holiday in May, not the first.
Not the first.
Not the forget it, because we're very busy around the first one, but the second one is a good one for us. Michaelmas in the afternoon.
And whenever President's Day is in America.
Oh, yes, both before and after Labor Day, we're wearing white. And so, you know, just that's when it's coming out. So that's good, isn't it, for everybody?
So just stay across it, guys.
If you miss it, then maybe it says more about you than it does us. Okay. So just keep with the zeitgeist. Okay. Thanks, everyone. Okay. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.